JCN, international news covering international crime, swindlers on the high seas of finance and terrorism at home and abroad.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. America. This is John Allen Martinson, Jr. with today's weekly roundup, local, national, and world news. We are live and broadcasting from the heart of the U.S., and it's a beautiful autumn day. Okay, let's see what happened this week on the national front. The election. Obama won because of people's economic concerns. He talks the talk, so let's hope he can walk the walk. But the basic question is, who really runs the government? Who elected all these congressmen? I, John Martinson, think it's a cabal of people, commonly referred to as Zionists, that are running our newspapers, TV networks, and national and international banking. Let's go to Rahm Emanuel, the man Obama has picked as his chief of staff. He's a young Jewish man that is said to be of dual citizenship. That would be Israeli and U.S. citizenship. Rahm served in the Israeli army. His father was a member of Haganah, the Bolshevik terror group. I'm afraid, ladies and gentlemen, that he's going to see the world through the eyes of what's best for Israel. Rahm, having served in the Israeli army and their killing of so many little children, it doesn't seem a stretch to say that the apple hasn't fallen too far from the tree. In the economy, the jobless rate has gone from 5.5% to 6.5%. Housing is still slumping and stocks had a bad week. In the stock market, the Dow has gone from 14,000 to 8,000 in 13 months. So where did that money go? You do know that money just doesn't vanish. No, it just changes hands. On the international front, the U.S. just killed 25 Pakistanis, and they are sitting with 150 nukes. Wonder where Iran will get their nukes? Oh my, here's something from the Holy Land. It seems that some heavily armed Israeli soldier had to shoot three Arab children. They claimed the kids had Molotov cocktails. I see they promoted General Petraeus to head U.S. CENTCOM, which is the United States Central Command, and gives Petraeus control of the Middle East theater of war. Petraeus appears to be of fine Dutch Jewish stock. I sure hope he cleans up Afghanistan so the international Zionists can resume their heroin trade. I wonder how our $700 billion bailout is going. I see the bankers are lining up for more taxpayer funds. Reports coming out of the UK at dailymail.co.uk are saying that, quoting the article, Goldman Sachs is on a course to pay its top city bankers multi-million pound bonuses, despite asking the U.S. government for an emergency bailout. The struggling Wall Street bank has set aside £7 billion for salaries and 2008 year-end bonuses. It emerged yesterday, end quote. Well, it looks like the money changers in the temple aren't going to get whipped out this time. They're going on a much-deserved cruise after bringing the economy to a grinding halt. The firm of Goldman Sachs comes in for a cameo in the film Missing Links. The movie, available at 911missinglinks.com, asserts that there's more to Goldman Sachs than its Jewish name. Missing Links details how Israel and its international mafia planned, orchestrated, and ultimately benefited from the terrorist attack known as 9/11. Just off the wire, the terrorist Frederick Tobin has been granted bail. His defense? Asking where the 4 million bodies are that were gassed at Auschwitz. Tobin is a teacher from Australia. The man is responsible for leading a team of researchers to the Nazi death camp Treblinka. And using ground-penetrating devices and earth core samples, they discovered that no human remains or cremains were in the area of Treblinka. Even though the football field-sized plot of land is marked by numerous gravestones, and it is said by Jewish storytellers that approximately 750,000 people were killed there. Israelis are again shooting at school children. Coming out of a report out of China, Palestinian farmers were working about 500 meters from a border security fence, and Jewish-Israeli soldiers decided to open fire. The report says a fragment of a round accidentally struck a 15-year-old girl. Back in March of this year, 2008, we read the words of Riyad Saif. He said, "I put my hand on her chest to stop the streaming blood. She told me that she could not breathe. her body trembled, and she closed her eyes. Mr. Saif's daughter, a 12-year-old little girl, was shot through the chest by an Israeli sniper. Please understand, ladies and gentlemen, that when a bomb is dropped and it accidentally kills innocent lives, it is one thing, and certainly a tragedy. But when a sniper looks through a scope, he sees his target. He knows what it is, and there simply isn't words for this. Although I could probably think of a few. Also in Israel, they shot six Arabs in Gaza in what Israel says was a brutal gunfight. Naturally, no Israelis were hurt. Elsewhere, Israelis fired on some American peacekeepers. Now, where is Obama in all of this? We can only imagine. Closing up, we remember the Achille Lauro. The Achille Lauro, a cruise liner, was invaded by Arab pirates, and the 76-year-old Leon Klinghoffer was thrown overboard, wheelchair and all. Oops. Upon further reading, it seems to have been an Israeli black op, orchestrated to vilify Arabs and gain sympathy for the poor, persecuted Jews. And I'm John Allen Martinson, Jr., saying good day, avidazen, shalom, oy vey, and buenas noches.
JCN International News is produced in cooperation with judicial-inc.org. Sound engineering by Numinous Sound Association.